Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Oh, CJ, I spoke to you last week. Shane Gallo. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I gave you a hard time about things. Hey, listen, I also told you to say hello to that guy, Mr. Gillis, from me.
Absolutely, so, but, I did let them know.
Well, that's very kind of you, CJ. I'm just calling until you, we have until tomorrow to avail ourselves of the promotional and the discount. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Because where I'm at right now is I've checked out with Spectrum. If I go with them TV only and you folks, I'll probably save approximately $14, $15 a month, which is a start because, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going to probably go to Sling, but not yet, but Sling TV, which is only like $60 a month for what I'm interested in their package, which would save me significantly. But
yes.
That's a two-year locked-in, basically, rate, correct?
Correct, yes. And there's no contract either, so we don't hold you to it.
Cool. That's all right. Because as I said to a family member who lives with me, and the reason why I haven't done it yet and go to Sling is because they like Chris Cuomo, and Sling doesn't have Newsmax, whatever the heck it is, okay, as a news program. So
okay.
that's what's holding me back, not to bore you, but I got to keep a 90-year-old happy, my mother.
Of course.
So basically, of course, we've talked about this. So for 2 years, it's a locked-in rate, and that would also be applicable to the telephone, correct?
Correct. The telephone is $24.99 per month, and that is also locked in for 2 years. No contract.
Yeah, no contract. Cool. But now the question becomes, right now with Spectrum, it's unlimited all over continental USA and then even in Canada and Mexico. Okay, is it going to go online and see the particulars or one of the solicitations that you sent me, if I open up that envelope, because you've sent me like four or five, is there an explanation as to the phone service that would be made available?
I do know that it's within the continental U.S. as of right now. I think we are looking at doing Mexico and Canada soon, but from what I understand at the moment, it is just the U.S. nationwide.
And it's unlimited, right?
Correct.
Cool. And then also, too, like Spectrum, those bozos had, like, if there was an incoming call, we won't have that now, correct?
What do you mean?
On the screen, we won't have that because they were using the cable feed to alert you of an incoming phone call. So you could see if it was spam. You could see if it was...
Oh, on the TV.
Correct. That won't
happen. Yeah, so that will not happen, no. But we do have caller ID on the phone. And then we also offer call forwarding as well. So if you wanted to connect it to your cell phone, just in case that, hey, you weren't home and didn't pick up, it'll automatically forward it to your cell phone if you want to.
Otherwise, basically, we have a remote and with a voicemail set up, and then it would be the same thing, but we just wouldn't be able to know when incoming phone calls are coming in because we're not using the cable stream for that purpose, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So we also offer a digital voicemail so that you can access your voicemail anywhere.
Okay. As you, right, I think you mentioned that. So bottom line is two years, rate freeze, no contract, okay.
Taxes and fees are all included.
Yes. And also, too, if I'm not mistaken, the installation fee of $99 is waived if you get in with this promo, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, if I call you tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
here's where it gets crazy. So I cancel the internet. How does that work? Do you people do that? Like, or how do I do that to coordinate with the transition so that I have internet seamlessly? So there's an easy transition here, no problem.
Yes, no worries. I can definitely explain that. So what would happen is we do recommend that you keep your service with Spectrum on until the install date. Once we are fully installed, once Archtop Fiber has its tech come out to the house and gets you completely installed and set up, and we will also verify that everything is working before our tech leaves, at that point, you will be able to go ahead and call Spectrum and be like, hey, I switched over. I need to cancel my service.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So basically what we do is I get back tomorrow. Then I don't do anything with the service. I'll pay my August bill. And then I would presume that it would be sometime in the next week or so, right, that the tech would come out here at some time during August, right?
During August. And I can also double verify your address, your service address, if you'd like.
Please, 124 Andrew.
Okay. And that's in
Kingston, New York.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me just go ahead and take a look at that. So we would be able to get you in as early as within 10 business days. We don't do the install on Saturdays because you're having your number ported, I would assume, if you're planning on keeping the same home phone number.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it would have to be on a weekday.
So it'll be on a weekday.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what we do is, so they come here on August 10th, it's installed. Then on August 11th is when I would say bye-bye to internet and the Wi-Fi and the phone with the bozos.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. Yeah. So you'll probably be hearing from me tomorrow, as I said. If I could get Sling, I'd be doing it. Yes. And then also, the drag of it is on a final note. You were kind enough and empathetic enough to talk to the old man the way you did last week. And you told me that depending upon what I do, if I grease the wheel with the techie or do something, the techie could help me with the settings if we
absolutely
go to the point of installation, just to show, you know, we use the same Fire Stick to navigate that we use for Netflix. We would use
exactly. You would use the same thing to navigate through Sling, because Sling should have an app on the Fire Stick.
Right. I saw it the other night, so it sounds good. So you'll be hearing from me more than likely tomorrow, CJ.
Okay.
Are you all alone doing all this sales work? Really?
No, not at all. We have a fairly large team, but I guess I'm just the luck of the draw. And
yeah,
I don't mind.
You're the luck. You're dealing with the old technologically challenged bozo.
No, that's okay.
Beautiful.
I'm not worried about that. You should have seen my mother. My mother couldn't switch between the cable the cable box and her smart TV, and I would have to drive over to her house because she just couldn't figure it out. So don't worry, you're in good hands with me.
It took me a long time, and then with a Spectrum OK techie on the phone to coordinate the use of the smart TV, with their remote. So,
oh yeah,
you know, to program that, it's just ridiculous. So
oh, I believe
bottom
it.
Bottom line. So you confirmed on a final note that the Fire Stick control is used for the Sling, just like I use it for Netflix, so once we get rid of Spectrum TV, that remote will go with the other five or six that I have in a drawer.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
Right.
Or if you return it to Spectrum, because they may ask for the cable box back and all that.
Right, I'll do that. All right, so cool. So then I'll follow up tomorrow. Tomorrow's the drop dead date.
Yes.
And then you're looking for an installation date of sometime in August.
Yes, within the first 2 weeks of August, less than 14 days though.
And then on a final, then we would call after it's all set up and running. Then I call and have the thing switched off.
Correct. And they should also be able to prorate it as well. So you're not going to be paying for a full month.
That's a big 10-4 there, my friend. All right, so hey, listen, that's affirmative. Okay, great, cool. All right, listen, now I want you to have a simply outstandingly fabulous, safe, and splendiferous afternoon, what's left of it.
Oh, thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I thank you and appreciate your patience for explaining to me again the second time. Hopefully, if I call tomorrow, you'll be on there for the third time so I can continue to harass you.
You're fine.
It's respectful, though. It's not a crank. It's not
no,
like a
exactly.
Crank call. It's not disrespectful. Exactly. It's called chop busting, okay?
Hey, I like lighthearted conversations, and I don't mind explaining things. If it means that you're going to better understand it, then that's my goal.
And tell Matt, I'm going to tell Matt she's very respectful to technologically illiterate elders. She's a very nice person. She's a good kid. Her mom raised her well. All right,
oh,
there,
I appreciate that.
Thank you very much, CJ. And
of course, anytime, Mr. Gallo.
Tomorrow and get you people in my life. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your afternoon as well.
Splendiferous is the buzzword, my friend. Take
absolutely
care.
Splendiferous is a great word. Not too many people use it anymore, though, which is kind of sad because it is a great word.
Actually, I'll leave you quickly. I was at the bank yesterday, and there was a new teller, and she asked me, for security reasons, my question. I said, are you serious? I said, I've been making deposits here now for the past year in this new account. You're asking me for my security-based question. She goes, well, it's, I said, well, have you had problems? Have been people hacking in and stealing people's identity? Well, no, but it's just protocol. I said, all right. I said, I can't even remember the question. This is about my first dog. It's about where I went to Catholic school, grammar school, but I was programmed by the nuns. What's going on here? What are we talking about? So she said, she's laughing. She goes, what's your favorite word? And it stumped me. I'm thinking, I didn't say that question. She goes, yes, you did on such and such a date, Mr. Gallo. And I said, splendiferous. She cracked up and she goes, that's the word. I had forgotten that was the
great
answer to the question, okay, for security purposes. So that word is real. It is special to me. I shouldn't tell you that because now you'd be able to go to the bank and withdraw all my money.
No, I wouldn't. Because first of all, I don't know which bank. And secondly, I'm not that type of person.
I'm just joking. See, this is where you got to get on a final note. Seriously, this is where you have to deal with you. Gillis probably told you, he's a very eclectic, strange dude. All right, he's a little out there. Okay, he was out there when he was mayor.
You know what? Eclectic is good because you don't want to be boring.
That I am not. I don't know anyone who's ever said I'm boring. My father, rest his soul, used to say that my brother and I, who also passed away at the same age, my father died at 41.
Oh.
My brother would have been 64 yesterday. So,
oh,
but
wow.
Basically, he used to.
Funny, my daughter just turned 13 yesterday.
God love you. God bless you. God bless her.
Oh,
but,
absolutely.
But he would say this: you make a cup of coffee nervous. And how can you make a cup of coffee nervous? It's like an you drink that, it's like drinking an amphetamine, okay, caffeine. All right.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Oh, of course.
You
Mr.
take
Gallo.
Care, CJ. I'll probably
you
if
as
I
well.
Get you tomorrow. You look forward to this phone call. We'll continue the merriment.
And absolutely, and I do look forward to it. And if you do want, you can also ask them to transfer you to me if you prefer.
Actually, just to show you that I mean, I might do that. So I want you to have a splendiferous evening as well.
Thank you, and I really appreciate it.
Take care.
Have a
Take
wonderful
care.
Evening, Mr. Gallo.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.